This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass guy? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, made to love. The all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala puts a new spin on an amazing heritage. Find new roads.
Roland, what's going on, man?
Man, chilling, of course. You know, getting ready to go to New Orleans later today for Essence Music Festival. Got some new pocket squares. J. Anthony Brown is going to say, that's just tight. All white, baby, all white, all white, all white. All day, all white, 4 days, got it all. All right, Jay, and Sybil, Skip, I tell you, I'm not trying to pick on the city of Detroit, but if they would just call Mark Burnett and do a reality show, that could solve the city's fiscal crisis because it would be an unbelievable hit. I had to call Rochelle Rowley, columnist for Detroit Free Press, because just the latest with City Council President Charles Pugh, he leaves town, staff doesn't know where he's going, council members don't know where he's going. Now you got allegations that he was doing some things inappropriate with a young man he was mentoring. And it's just drama. Rochelle, what in the world is happening now in Detroit? Can it get worse?
It can always get worse. Good morning. Good morning. Let me just say that I need to do two disclaimers. One is, they're in the known world where you are and something bad happens and you say, please don't let them be black. Whoever did this, please don't let them be black. Well, here we say, please don't let it be Detroit. And invariably it is. So the second disclaimer is, Charles Pugh is a former news anchor and reporter. So those of us in the media know him and have been friends with him. So this has been a very difficult and weird story. But a Madison Heights mom, and Madison Heights is just north of Detroit, alleged that something inappropriate happened with her son and Council President Pugh in the parking lot in Madison Heights. She didn't go to the police. Her son was 18. She hired attorneys who held a press conference and said that they were going to sue the city, which is broken under emergency management, and the school district, which is broken under emergency management, and Charles Pugh himself, who the economy hit hard and he lost his house. So this is what she did. Well, she got a lot of backlash from people saying she was looking for a payday. So she just on Saturday filed a complaint with the police. But that's odd, because now the police are saying, well, we're not sure what happened, so we have to investigate. Well, if you filed a complaint with the police and they still don't know what happened, the story just gets weirder. But Charles Pugh shut down his Facebook account, his Twitter account, Instagram. You know those old cartoons where all the doors in the town slam at one time? Everything shut down, and he left. The emergency manager suspended his duties and his pay. He cannot remove Pugh from office, so he removed the office from him. And Charles Pugh disappeared. Well, he was recently cited in Seattle in a Starbucks and seemed fine. And Starbucks, as you know, is not a non-extradition state, so the police can talk to him there. And the attorneys have decided to wait until the criminal investigation is over before they do anything else. So that is where we are right now.
So nowhere.
Nowhere.
And obviously, what you have here is you have, you know, now you have the latest story about text messages that Pugh supposedly sent to the mother, pleading with her, don't take this thing public. One of the messages said, hey, let's meet, or maybe we can all go to church together and pray.
Detroit and its text messages, we never learn. Everybody does stuff by text, and they don't know that you can go to prison behind that. But anyway.
You don't know now?
not even yet, Sybil. Still sending text messages. What the mother has alleged is that on her phone, which she loaned her son, she got calls for Charles Pugh, and that there were some text messages that were inappropriate, that were disturbing, that all types of, we still don't know what they said, just like we still don't know what happened. And apparently there was an attempt, according to news reports, all on background, because still no one has spoken to Charles Pugh, where he asked for them to all sit down and work this all out. Why can't we all get along? And she declined to do that.
It is. I mean, obviously, it is.
In Detroit, where the judge is, too?
Yeah. Do we have any word on the judge?
Yeah.
Anything on
the judge? Yeah, we got him, too.
You know what I'm saying? Anytime I call Rochelle, she goes, okay, I know something crazy is going on because I'm going to be on Joyner talking about it. That's how crazy it is. So and you have also all this stuff. So inappropriate things happening. People who are supporters of Pew saying, "Oh, he's been targeted because he's gay." It's just crazy, Rochelle. It's just crazy. So he hasn't resigned, but the council is going to vote next week to on his position.
Well, again, the emergency manager took his office from him, so he can say he's the council president, but the council president's job is open. So they're going to name one of the other city council members to be the council president.
Wow.
Only in Detroit, man, but I'll see you in New Orleans. I love going to the Essence Music Festival.
Would be you need a vacation, Michelle.
I cannot wait. I want to go where you have to sing because you cannot lip sync in front of a large black audience. I will see you in New Orleans.
Rochelle Riley, Detroit Free Press, thanks a bunch. Man, Detroit, it's unbelievable what's happening there.
You're right, Roland. You're right, Jay.
Ripley's
the
believe
real
it or not.
Politicians of Detroit. Hey, that's there it is. There it is, man. I'm in. Thanks, Roland.
Appreciate it.